Worlds inevitably intermixed. Stuart Butler chatted with Horace Broussard, Mitch Mitchell's lover and Stuart's regular barber. "That's where I'd make a barber appointment," recalled Stuart. Jason Guidry, sometimes called the Bar Dingbat, was present as well. Guidry was a very common surname in Louisiana, and Jason was no relation to the hustler Mark Allen Guidry. The place seemed to darken a bit toward the grand piano in the corner, which was lit up to provide a stage for performers. Some of the windows on the Charters Street side were shuttered to accentuate the feeling of privacy. Patrons like John Golding, who'd recently celebrated 25 years of marriage to his wife, appreciated these precautions. John had much to lose by drinking at the Beer Bust. He was a prototypical blue-collar breadwinner, working as a salesman at a cigar shop and living with his family near the Lower Garden District. For decades, John and his wife, Jane, had had an understanding. She didn't venture with him downtown, and he didn't let his fun creep back into their marriage. "She clearly accepted Dad for who he was," explained their son, John Golding Jr., who was 11 years old in 1973. "Yes, there was this void of homosexuality linked to Dad. That was always there, but Mom was accepting of it and clearly very attached to him. They shared a bed. It wasn't just a black and white, it was all deception dynamic." Although their arrangement was loving, it wasn't ideal. Months before, John had been fired from his well-paying job at a public utility after being caught in a homosexual act. This wasn't his first such incident, but luckily this one stayed out of the newspaper and didn't become neighborhood gossip. That night in June, Jane had served her husband spaghetti as part of their family's Sunday ritual. Before he walked out the door for the evening, they kissed goodbye. They had three children together, but two were already out of the house. With John off to do whatever he did, Jane readied John Jr., their youngest, for sleep. Now John Golding mingled at the Bar Bust with Dr. Waters and other men whom John called lovers, but Jane thought of as her husband's friends.